Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, showers likely, mainly after 2 p.m., increasing clouds with a high near 46. Chance of precipitation is 70%, new amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. Scattered rain showers this evening and overnight, then scattered snow showers after 4 a.m., cloudy with a low around 33, breezy with wind gusts from the west as high as 31 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 50%, new snow accumulations of less than a half inch possible, and on Thursday, snow showers likely before 10 a.m., then rain and snow, high near 40. Chance of precipitation is 90%, new snow accumulations of less than half inch possible. And in the news for today, spring nonpartisan general elections were held across the listening area on Tuesday, and results for many of the races are very close. The Vernon County Board of Supervisors will be smaller than in the past due to redistricting, and the board's decision to consolidate and decrease the number of seats on the board from 29 to 19. Results of the contested seat voting yesterday are as follows. District 6, John Pedretti defeated Joseph Kleiber. District 7, LaVon Felton defeated Nathaniel Slack. District 9, Martha Olson over Kevin Larson. District 11, Charles Jacobson defeated Carson Vern LaBelle. District 12, Mary Henry won over Michael Christensen. District 13, Alison Taylor defeated Roger Call. District 14, Oli Etri over Adrian Amelis. District 16, Paul Wilson over George Wilbur. And District 19, Kay Stanek defeated Sean Reddington. Some of these races were very close. District 14, Oli Etri won by 2 votes over Adrian Amelis. In the Viroqua Area School Board race, the incumbents are returning to office. Current chairman Angie Lawrence and Marina Apt were the top vote-getters. In the Viroqua City Council races, Justin Running will be the new mayor. Incumbent Mayor Kara Mitchell withdrew from the race in March, although her name was still on the ballot. She had over 200 votes. The city council race was very close. At 9 a.m., these were the unofficial results of the contested races. Ward 4, Tanya Burka over Trina Shaner. Ward 6, Cindy Hubbard over Christina Brigham. And Ward 8, Crystal Welter over Mike Brudos. Gregory Splinter, Ward 2, was unopposed. Statewide, voters overwhelmingly supported Acting Mayor Cavalier Johnson to be the next mayor of Milwaukee. In a historic election, Johnson, who was serving as acting mayor since December, has been elected the city's first black mayor. Johnson defeated Alder Bob Donovan with 67.53% of the vote to Donovan's 32.47%. The new mayor will take the place of Tom Barrett, who was mayor for 20 years and stepped away from the office after being appointed to be the ambassador to Luxembourg by President Joe Biden. Barrett ran unsuccessfully for Wisconsin governor twice against three-term Republican Governor Scott Walker. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.